Would you now turn to the Old Testament and to the book of Proverbs and chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27. We may read just the first verse in chapter 27 of Proverbs. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. There are many predictions made as to what lies ahead in this world, and even in the Christian church, there are different views as to the end times, different views as to what is meant in Scripture regarding the world being burnt up. Is it going to be utterly destroyed or renewed? Others have a different view as to the, if you like, the spiritual aspect of there being a heaven on earth, or how it's going to be. But it's not just in the church that these things, but also, and especially at this time, we have politicians and scientists and many books get written and comments made as to what lies in the weeks and the months and the years ahead of us. Now, we ourselves have something of that as well, do we not? As we consider many things, as we consider the future with ourselves, we imagine what we think will happen tomorrow, or the day after, or the week after, or the month after, or the year that is ahead of us. And I'm sure at this time that we so often think, well, how long is this situation we are in, how long it's going to last? And we try and purpose and plan ahead with purpose of what lies in the future. Now, in that sense, there is nothing wrong with doing so at all. But we need to remember that whatever else, that tomorrow is not known to us, and tomorrow is not promised to us. What tomorrow holds is not known and never can be known to any of us. We may surmise, and we may very well be able to say, and it may come to pass. But if it does come to pass, it is not because we have thought that it would happen. Indeed, if any of us will even see tomorrow, that is not promised to us either. But we don't know. It doesn't matter whether we're well on in our years, as some of us are, whether we're middle-aged, or whether we're children, youth, or children. We all know that death comes very quickly to all, and the great transformation from one day to the next. So often, we ourselves, even without this virus, how often we get a phone call or hear one day of people who suddenly are called into eternity. Unexpected. How often it is. And we often wonder, well, how prepared were they for us? Now, we may plan for the future, but the reality is that it is not ultimately in our hands. What is important, friends, is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing the one who holds the future. And that, above everything else, is what is important. To know the one who holds the future, who knows the future. God and God alone does so. and no one else does. He is the one, he is the unchangeable one. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He alone, God exists in the past and the present and the future at the same time. That is the God that we have. Now, that doesn't mean to say we are to live without any thought at all, as I said, for the future, or not to plan ahead in anything at all. We cannot live and just wait to see. Sometimes you cannot live and just wait to see till tomorrow comes and then start thinking. That's not what we're saying at all. But Scripture teaches us we are not to imagine and therefore live as if tomorrow will always be as today for us. That we are then being presumptuous. That it will be just as we, as it were, decreed, and not God doing so. And the text we have here in Proverbs 27, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And the idea here of boasting of tomorrow, when he boasts of that, which obviously, speaking to someone who believes that he will have always a tomorrow, and what he will do and experience as if guaranteed that tomorrow is in his own hands to do as he sees fit with. That is the idea behind what we have here. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Going through life thinking tomorrow will always be as today in accordance with what I want and how I want to think things through. I would like us this evening then to consider what we have here under two different headings, the careless and the lukewarm. Those who are careless and those who are lukewarm. Two different groups, if I can say that this speaks to them. Now, of course, using these two headings, careless and lukewarm, we could go on another road with it and apply this also to the Christian. But friends, is it not true of us far too often that we who still profess to love the Lord and follow the Lord, that sometimes, far too often indeed, that we are not very different from the world, and that we are preparing for tomorrow in things that are not at all necessary, but preparing as the world prepares without giving thought and seeking the Lord's blessing and guidance on these things. Sometimes we can be careless about these things. More often than not, a lukewarmness as believers can also be with us concerning these things as well. But most of all tonight, while that is true, that to address those who are here and those who are listening in, and for us all, of course, to address these two different groups. And first of all, the careless. Now, all of us here can look back and to the past and consider the present and the future is here with us. Past and the present, but the future is ahead of us. And the future is always hidden from us. We believe that there will be a future in one way or another. But what is going to be, as far as this world is concerned, and we in the world is concerned, that we do not know. However, we are not to live as if the future has nothing to do with us. But when it comes, well, it will take care of itself. Some people maybe live like that. Well, tomorrow will take care of itself, so I don't have to do anything or worry about these things. We are not to be stoical in that way at all. There is a sense that while we don't know, as long as we are not careless about the day that is ahead of us. And this text, as we said, regards those who boast in, who glory in themselves and what they are going to do, who glory in their future plans as if all was in their own hands. And that's the danger. That everything that you purpose and plan that it is in your own hands. And that applies to old as well as to young. And even those here who may be younger. And I say to you as well, you younger teenagers on here, of course you want to think ahead. But friend, don't think ahead without having the Lord with you in your thinking. Whatever else he has for you, if you have him, you will never be on your own. So don't be careless and leave God out of your plans. Yes, so many say, all of us, danger of it, but so many who are careless about the things of God, who say, well, all is well today, so I imagine all will be well tomorrow. And so many go on, living from day to day in that way. And go to sleep at night, having finished a day, and expect without question the day ahead to be there for them as well. And they themselves to be able to do whatever they had purposed and planned on that day. Dear friend, is that you here? Are you listening in tonight also? And this is true of you. The man who is confident in himself without worry is usually, friends, caught off guard. Think of Peter. Peter, who was so bold. Peter, though all men should forsake. And what do we find? Falling into sin. He was so sure of himself. He was so sure that whatever happened in the days that lay ahead, that he would never forsake. Surely there the shepherd of, in the Christian also, a sense of carelessness, and he fell into open sin. So you may be tonight, and this is true of you, that you are careless, acting presumptuously, if not atheistically. Oh, but you say, I'm not an atheist. Well, my friend, are you living as if you were? Are you casting yourself, and tomorrow, are you casting yourself for tomorrow and the Lord and tomorrow for yourself? Is that how you're living? Or are you just thinking it'll all be fine as it is today, so it will be tomorrow? The danger of that. And no word of preparation for what is ahead. No word of preparation for the inevitable unknown. There's a day of reckoning come. And a day, friend, that is not known to you or I in our personal experience. What a foolish thing then to be careless about that. Not to be prepared in any way whatsoever for it. You may be getting on in this life. You may be doing very well in your work, in your study, in whatever lies before you. And you may have good success, maybe attained, but ultimately you cannot win or truly know the blessing if God is not with you in that. And if God is not with you in preparing for the days that lie ahead, however long or short they may be. You may be getting on. You may be building a bigger barn. You may be, as we read there in the gospel, you may be looking at things getting better for you and in and of themselves, building houses or whatever it may be, your new employment, or may change things in that way. But friend, if you are doing that without the word of God before you, without casting yourself on the Lord, careless about God, what do you expect? Do you still expect the blessing? Well, why not? Well, my friend, that is presumption. That is a carelessness, that sinfulness to do so. You see, the Lord alone knows what tomorrow holds for any of us. The Lord alone knows what awaits us. The Lord alone knows for each and every one of us, he numbers the hairs on our heads. And he knows what is set out because he sets it out. He sets it out, whatever is there. And he alone controls the future. So friends, being careless regarding the future, which is regarding the Lord, is the height of foolishness for us. So what is inevitably true of you tonight? Through this may be true of you. You are careless in this way. Well, this at least you are presuming true to them. Is it not true? You are presuming and always having that tomorrow. You just cannot accept that this may be your last day on earth. I hope and pray it is not. But we don't know. I don't know. And there will be some who used to sit in this very church, and they are the last Sabbath in this church, and they never saw the next one. And some who were prepared for that, but some who maybe were not. What if this would be yourself? Are you careful or are you careless in these things? This is what we have to ask ourselves. Presuming and always having a tomorrow. But where, friends, is the basis for that hope? Even in looking around you, in considering situations you read of, considering the situations you hear of, as I said earlier, unexpected deaths, young, middle-aged, and old. Surely that should disabuse you of the foolish imagining that your tomorrow is guaranteed. It is guaranteed. Friend, it is not. And it is careless and foolish to think that. Oh, it is true that you may see this coming Monday. But I tell you again, there's going to be a final Monday morning dawning for you, which is already set out by God. A final Monday, as there will be a final Sunday. Are you careless about that? Have you considered that? God has already set the number of our days, friends, for every single one of us. God has set the number of our days. What are these days? We don't know. You don't know. I don't know. But he has set them. And if this, friends, is so, he has not told us how careless of the men not to prepare and not to boast, how foolish to boast of ourselves, of tomorrow and having a tomorrow. And what if this was your last day? What if this was the last sermon you would hear in this world? What if God has already decreed the day of your death is before the end of this month of January 2021? Are you ready for it? Are you careless about it? You know, I was reading as I was preparing the sermon, I just thought, and I looked at it, and do you know that approximately 150,000 people die in the world every day? You can work that out. That's at least, and probably a lot more, than a million people a week die. That's 6,000 people an hour dying in the world. And that means, friends, before this service finishes, that over 6,000 people will have passed into eternity. Think about it in the local context. 4 hours, and everybody, there will be nobody left alive in the whole of the Western Isles. Death, friends. Oh, the foolishness of being careless about such a thing. The foolishness of not preparing as we ought. The foolishness not knowing what a day may bring forth, and yet boasting in ourselves, boasting in what we will have, taking for granted that that will be for us. Imagine, friends, how we need them, not knowing what a day may bring forth, whatever our thinking. It is not just either remember this too, or preparation. It is not just either maybe death will cut you off, but there are so many who live, and yet, because they have been careless, they have been left, you just think about it in your old age. You go to an old folks home, and you see sadly people there. They're still living, they haven't been taken by death. But they have been careless, some of them, and now have no opportunity. Their minds have gone. They're not able to think rationally for themselves, to think these things through. And see, you see the reality of it there, don't you? And not only that, but others also. That, like Pharaoh, whose heart was hardened. What if that was you? That God would harden your heart because of your years of carelessness. And no opportunity then and capable of seeking mercy and forgiveness, even if you wanted to. Even if you had 10,000 tomorrows, how do you know they will not be as today, friend? Oh, putting you off for another day. The foolishness of it for any of us. Continuing your own unbelief. And I think, friend, of how long, particularly, the Lord has been merciful towards yourself. Think of the way that he has not dealt with you according to your sin. Think of the way that you have been careless from month after year and decades some now. Despite your continual carelessness, you're still on mercy's ground. But how long? Oh, but you see that. That won't happen to me. You see, I'm determined soon to become a Christian. I don't want to be lost. I want to go to hell. Of course you don't. And you say, but I am going to. I am determined going to. I wonder how many rejected Noah's preaching would have said the same. But I was going to. But they were careless and they left it. Too late. I wonder how many are. Think of others who are planning for the day ahead. Remember Haman. Planning for tomorrow. Building a gallows for Mordecai. And when tomorrow came, who was hung on the gallows? Well, you know the answer to that. You see, planning ahead. Ah, oh, friend, tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is the devil's best friend. Ah, wait until tomorrow. I know you've been careless, but you'll change tomorrow. Then now is the accepting time. Now is the day of salvation. So I ask you tonight, are you tonight numbered amongst the careless? Notice the word, isn't it? Careless. That how it is. I couldn't care less. That's the careless. That's the reality with you. So then, I will suggest to you, those here, who are boasting themselves of tomorrow, are careless. Then also secondly, there are those, this is not just for the careless, the out and out and concerned, but I believe also something here for the lukewarm. Now, I believe that many are like that. And here tonight in this church and listening in, who are lukewarm, boasting themselves of tomorrow in the sense that they are expecting that tomorrow always. It's not that they are, they'll say, against God. It is not that they don't believe the Bible. But are you here and you're saying you believe that tomorrow is not guaranteed? Oh, you say, I know that. But then what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? If you believe that, and yet you are doing nothing about it, then no one falls into heaven by chance or by default. No one does. However near you may seem to be at times, and there are people like that who seem to be near, who seem to be just lukewarm, who seem to be not cold completely, who seem to be not those who reject completely, who seem to be not so much careless as such. But what is required of us, friends? The Lord Jesus tells us, strive to enter in. Speaks of your responsibility. Striving, fighting, wrestling. It's not about going to well, sitting back and hoping it will happen. I'm not against it, but what a fearful thought, friend, that you who say that you believe in the Bible, you who say that tomorrow is not promised me, I believe that you say, and yet a day will dawn for you which will be your last in this world, and before it ends, you're going to open your eyes in eternity. Lukewarm. Not, you say, I'm not an enemy of the gospel. Open your eyes, friend. Not on another day of opportunity. Not on another Monday morning to seek the Lord, but in a lost eternity. What a thought that is. Having been so near and yet so far. You know, I think some of the most frightening and fearful words in scripture recorded, remember of the rich man. Rich man died and in hell he lifted up his eyes. The picture we have there. He had everything in the world. He was going on with his life. And these words, of course, that we read tonight are read. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Oh, my friend, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. You who may be said to be lukewarm because you are here under the gospel once again, are listening in. In that sense, you are lukewarm to the gospel. And there are many who are like that. And maybe it can even go as far as say, there are many even who maybe seem to be not just lukewarm, but warm to the gospel. From the outward the appearance it seems to be, and yet continue and live as tomorrow is time enough. And you'll deal with the matter concerning your soul tomorrow. Because you expect whatever you say, that there will be a tomorrow for you. It's not that you're not sympathetic to the claims of Christ. It's not that you're not sympathetic to what the teaching of Scripture. You've been here, as I said, shows some interest at least, but expecting that we have tomorrow always to prepare for eternity. That, friend, is indeed boasting. A sinful, sinful presumption that all will be well and all will be the same tomorrow as it is for you today. You know, I heard one time someone, and they passed away in church. And then there is comment made, well, they couldn't have been in a better place to pass away. In a sense, that might be true for some. But is it really true for them? My dear friend, don't in your foolishness or lukewarmness imagine that here being in church or listening into a service, if the Lord took you right now, that that's all that matters. It will not save you. Your closeness even, your Bible reading, your church attendance will not save you. Oh, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be here, or that you shouldn't read the Bible, and you shouldn't be seen to pray. But don't depend on these things and expecting that it'll all come together and it'll all fall into place. Not tonight, but tomorrow it's going to fall into place. And everything will be fine then for me. Living continually, imagine that tomorrow will be time enough. Is that you here this evening? Showing that you've got some interest in the things of God, but expecting that there tomorrow always for you to, as it were, take that step further. Oh, you're not boasting, you see, about these things. Not boasting maybe audibly with your lips, but with your lack of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it not showing that you are, if not just carelessly lukewarm or careless, going too far, or even warm as it were? It is not enough, friends. Without that faith in Christ, your heart being right before God. Now, of course, friends, there is a great difference between assuming and having a tomorrow and making provision for that tomorrow. And the only provision worth making for tomorrow is to be right with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else will do. You can prepare as much. I know many of us know that, every one of us here. How often we've had a disappointment with tomorrow. Things haven't worked out. Who knows for yourself or myself, things that will appear on the scene of time in our experience tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, the day after, if God spares us. We never expected it. Disappointed by it. Maybe cast out by it. Maybe being in difficulties. But you see, if the Lord is with you, and if you put your trust in the Lord, not boasting in these things as it were, being careless, being even lukewarm in these things, what do I do? One of the great and richest persons, people who ever lived, who had many houses, servants, riches beyond measure. And on his deathbed, he said, I have provided for everything man could imagine. And he had. I have provided for everything man could imagine. Except death. Except death. Oh friend, think about that. Have you provided for that day? Yes, there may be a tomorrow. But will there be a tomorrow for you and I? If you knew for sure that this is your last day, what would you be doing? Well, you say, well, I'm in church, but I would be pleading for mercy. If I knew this was my last day, if I knew that, I would definitely be pleading for mercy, not putting off for another day. But friend, don't you see, it may be your last day. So what's stopping you? Can't be sure. What's stopping you from pleading for mercy and forgiveness even now? Who is more lost? The careless or the lukewarm? Well, you know the answer, friend. There is no difference. You're not being far from the kingdom, for some of you is still too far. For there's only safety in Christ if you're still not saved. Oh, that you would tonight itself, that you would determine by God's grace to seek him, so that a Monday morning would not appear still out of Christ, but that you would be saved, trusting in the Lord, young and old, children here, old people here. This is what is necessary for you. That you wouldn't be crying like another on their deathbed again. Too late, it's now my cry. Jesus of Nazareth has passed me by. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what that day may bring forth. May bring forth. Friends, this is what is required. Don't put off for another day. Don't put off for another Sabbath or even for another Monday. The other thing, as I mentioned this before, I want to say again, some of you particularly who are older and who have heard so much, and yet have not cast yourselves upon the Lord. A couple of days ago, I met a Christian friend. And he was telling me about another acquaintance, who's a very good friend of his. I know myself as well. And he said I asked him about him, and I said to him, do you feel that he's coming anywhere at all near the Lord? Oh, no. And that young man is somebody whose father was a godly elder known to many of you in the Free Church East London. Brought up in a good godly home. And now getting on in years. And you know what he said? Oh, he said, no, I am not. I just know now it's too late for me. It's too late for me. What a thought. What a thought after all that that man heard and all that he saw. Is it true? I don't know. He's still on mercy's ground. But I want to say to you, friends, that it is possible that God can harden our hearts. And what a fearful thought that is for you. To go on and not come to repentance. So then, friends, everybody, every man wishes to live longer and therefore wishes and expects a tomorrow. I dare say that every single person in here will not expect that they might die tonight. Really, will expect that tomorrow will be there. And then when tomorrow comes, we'll be looking for the next tomorrow, and the next tomorrow, and the next day after that. Oh, friends, how true the scripture, if we would but see it, that our life's but a vapor which appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Scripture speaks of it, all flesh is as grass, which in the morning flourishes, and in the evening is cut down and cast into the earth. You get the picture there, a warning to ourselves, that today is the day. Our lives are there. We don't know what is ahead. But the Lord has set it out. It's for us now to ensure that we are trusting in Him. And this boasting, which is carelessness and lukewarmness, it is foolishness and it's presumptuous on our part. It is sinful. Not a moment of our future, of our tomorrow. Friends, any more than a moment for now is in our hands. Or in our power. So we need then to cast ourselves now upon the Lord, upon the one who holds the future, the one who knows what Monday is going to bring into our experience before our inevitable final day in this world comes. And we're not ready for it. A final Sabbath in the church in San. A final Sabbath listening in at home wherever you are. It's going to be. And very soon, without question, there'll be another breach in this congregation. Another breach in your family circle and mine. Another breach in your neighbor. If it's you, are you ready and prepared for it? Christ is waiting to be gracious. But what does he say sadly elsewhere? But you will not come that you might have life. And is he saying that to you tonight? You will not come that you might have life. Because you're boasting yourself of tomorrow. Not knowing what a day may bring forth. Or to realize the brevity of time and the need to prepare. But in our faith and trust in Christ. May it be so that tonight will be a night when you who are still dear friend out of Christ tonight, that there wouldn't be another Sabbath day, no, not even another hour, that you wouldn't come and cast yourself upon the Lord. Let us pray.